Hi everyone. Continuing on with our series on different forms of meditation, today we're going to be doing a body scan. Body scans are similar to anchors, but they're a slightly different way of focusing your attention. In a body scan, we focus on various parts of the body individually, and then end by taking in the whole body. Normally, a body scan focuses on the entire body, from your toes to the top of your head. But I'm going to be focusing only on the face and mouth, because I think that may be more accessible to some. Also, there can be so many interesting sensations in the face we don't often think about. Body scans won't work for everyone. Many of us deal with hypersensitivity and/or numbness, which can make it difficult to focus on your body. During the meditation, I suggest some ways of dealing with these issues. But if you'd prefer to skip this recording, please don't feel obligated. Body scans can be done sitting or laying down, and I think with all forms of meditation, comfort is really important. This is especially true with a body scan, since we're paying attention to how our body feels. So do whatever is most comfortable for you. As always, I'll ring my bell once to start the meditation and 3 times at the end. As always, we'll begin by closing our eyes or lowering our gaze. Once you've settled in, take a few deep, intentional breaths. If the breath isn't a relaxing place for you, there are a few various ways to relax. One is just to gently focus on the present moment and let go of whatever has been occupying your mind. Body scans are about seeing what sensations you notice just by focusing your attention on a specific part of your body. If you don't or can't feel sensations somewhere, just note that non-judgmentally. Even people without disabilities can have difficulty experiencing parts of their body. It's totally normal. If you have pain in a particular area I mention, there are 2 options. If the pain is at a manageable level, just try and note the pain and allow its presence. Sometimes pain can be easier to deal with it if we just allow it to be. Resistance to pain often makes it worse. Being that there is nothing that you can do about your pain, being at peace with its presence can create a sense of ease, even when you're still in pain. If the pain is too intense, try focusing on a different part of the body instead. And as always, you can choose to try this practice at another time when you're not experiencing pain. Focusing on a particular area can result in a few different experiences. You might feel a little tingling in that area. You might also feel a warm sensation or some other sensation. And you also may not feel very much. Feeling a body part isn't necessary. This is just a place where we're temporarily turning our attention. If there's nothing there, just notice that. Don't take it personally and don't force it. Begin by focusing on your forehead. What can you feel there? Tingling? Warmth? Perhaps a breeze in the room? What are you noticing? Now move to your outer ears. Next, feel the inner ear canal. Do you notice any sensation there? Can you detect vibrations from sounds? Shift your attention to your cheeks and the sides of your face. What can you feel on the front of your face? Now turn your attention to your nose. Feel the air moving in and out of your nostrils. What sensations are present on your lips? Next, let's explore the inside of your mouth. Can you feel sensations in your gums and your teeth? How about your tongue? The roof of your mouth. The floor of your mouth. Now bring it all together and feel your whole face and head all at once. For the last 8 minutes of the meditation, you have a choice. You can either continue to focus on sensations in your whole head, or you can go back to the breath or sounds or some anchor that you prefer. I'm going to come back in a few minutes and remind you of your practice. We've got about 4 minutes left in our meditation. This is just a gentle reminder that if your mind has drifted into thought, to kindly bring it back without judgment, to know that it's a totally normal thing to have happen, but just to refocus your attention on your anger. We've come to the end of our practice period. In a moment, I'll be ringing my bell 3 times to signal the end of the meditation. As always, bring yourself out slowly and at whatever pace is comfortable for you. Thanks for your practice, everyone. I hope you have an easeful rest of your day.